Good morning. We're continuing with Chayodim Klaus Samach Vav. We learned Simon Vav. We're talking about this Rasvi Abidah in regards to Shabbos. So the question which arises is, arguably, Svi Abidah shouldn't apply to Shabbos for a very young child, because by Shabbos there is a requirement on Lechas Mach Shabbos, so there has to be intent involved, and a young child is doing the Melacha without intent, so even though I'm feeding him an Isser, I'm coaxing the child to do a Melacha, it doesn't really have a status of Melacha due to the lack of Melachas Mach Shabbos. For example, if I move a very young child adjacent to the light switch, knowing that the child will toggle the light switch on or off as I need, the child is not doing it for me, he's not aware of my intent. So we don't have the problem of the child doing it for the adult. But arguably there's no Melachas Mach Shabbos. The child doesn't understand the connection between his action of toggling the light switch and when the light goes on or off. He just enjoys playing with his item over here. So there's no Melachas Mach Shabbos involved. So I'm not feeding him a Malacha. I'm feeding him an action which it doesn't have a Shem Malacha on it because it's felt in Machshava. It should be a Misasik Ba'alma. That's the argument. So we said from the Imre Bina that he understands that that's exactly what the argument of the Mechilta is coming to say, that that's not true, that Shabbos still is his Isser, even though there's no Malachas Mach Shabbos. The Achiezer approaches this in the Tshuva and Chelek Gimel Siman Pei Aleph differently. He quotes from the Truma Sadeshin. The Truma Sadeshin says the Isser of Sviya is Usser because it trains the child to do a virus. So the Achiezer takes that idea and he says, based on that, the issue is not whether this Maisa right now meets all the criteria of being an Avera, is if the child will continue to do this action as he gets older and he becomes an adult, if at that point in time will be an Avera, that's why there's an Issur of Sviya. So by the time a child becomes an adult, the child will understand the impact of his toggling the switch. So therefore there's an Issur of Sviya to coax the child to do such a thing even at a young age, because you're coaxing him into doing something which when he becomes an adult will be problematic. So we don't look at the issue level of Kavanah and Machshava, which is there now. We look at what's going to be in the future. We mentioned such an idea from the Turi Evan in regards to Mitzvah Saseh, that any type of limitation in the Chinuch, which is only due to the age of the child, does not relieve you from the Mitzvah Chinuch. So he was talking about the Mitzvah Aliyah L'Regel. Aliyah L'Regel does not apply to a person who needs to be aided in his walk. A person who is lame is patur from Aliyah L'Regel. He has to be able to go up on his own feet. But by a katan, the age of chinuch is when the child can hold on to the hand of the adult, of the father, and walk with the father, which means he needs to be aided. So the Turi Evan in Maseches Chagiga says, if chinuch requires that the action is the mitzvah is done properly, such an action of being aided by an adult will not be Aliyah L'Regel. So how can we say such an action of chinuch is a valid action of chinuch for a child? The child should only be chayav in chinuch once the child can walk unaided. Just like by an adult, we require him to walk unaided. So the Turi Evan says that this is a problem which is inherent in the child's age. It means the child understands the concept of going up, and the reason why he needs aid is because of his age. That is something which, by the time the child will become an adult, will pass. That is not a impediment to the concept of chinuch. Anything which will automatically pass by the time the child is an adult is not an impediment to the concept of chinuch. Anything which, even as an adult, is going to be problematic, so will continue as an adult, that would affect the concept of chinuch. So doing the mitzvah in a way which, and now, which if he would continue to do this same action as an adult, it would be problematic, would not be a valid kiyum, it's not a chinuch. But over here, the child, obviously as an adult, will no longer need to be aided. That's something which is automatically going to end. That's not an impediment to the concept of chinuch. So here we're saying the same idea in the negative sense. it's considered Tzvi'a B'yadayim, even though there's something lacking in the Maisa, the Machshava, but that Machshava automatically is going to leave when the child becomes an adult. That lack of Machshava is going to end when the child is an adult, and therefore this action is an action which is going to be usur, to be suffered Le B'yadayim. So Halacha L'Maisa, both according to the Imri Bina and according to the Achiezer, for two different reasons, coaxing a child to do an action which would be usher to do for an adult, even though the child has no awareness of what they are doing, will not be permitted. So an adult cannot take a child and put the child near a light switch to argue that he's not really doing an amaisa. I'm not coaxing him to do an aveira because there's no machshava in this maisa. It's not considered a malachas machshavas. It's not a maisa aveira. So not being suffered lebiyadayim. So according to both the Imre Bina and the Achiezer, that would be incorrect. That is an act of Tzvi'a B'yadayim, and a person should avoid such a situation. We will give one exception to this in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.